BCB has been working with Year 6 pupils at the Academy at St. James Primary School in Ollerton to help them create their own news bulletin. This week, you'll need to get a pencil and paper ready because there's a math quiz coming up. You'll also hear about playing out in the mud, playing out in the snow, and playing out on go-karts.
This is the news from the Academy at St. James Ollerton.
4 days ago was Tuesday, obviously. But it was pancake day. Did you have a pancake? And what did you put on it?
Yesterday on the trip to Bradford City, we did some work on fake news. We had to bring an adult who was 18 or over. For dinner, there was kebabs, juice, tea, coffee, chicken, chips and fish. We arrived in 3 minibuses on the way. Overall, it was the best short trip I have ever been on through school.
Hello, my name is Reese, and yesterday we did forest school with our PE teacher. Whilst our PE teacher was setting up, our group started to jump into the mud. Then me and the group started to do cannonballs. All others got stuck in the mud, so our PE teachers had to help us out. We were wearing waterproof to keep us clean. I decided to put my face in the mud because I wasn't muddy enough. After our PE teacher set up, we had to walk across the rock and I kept on falling off.
In sports news, Bradford City lost their last game 2-1 against Newport. Next week, they will be versing Plymouth Argyle at home. And they've got a new manager who keeps coming and going and coming and going and coming and going and coming and going. And his name is Stuart McCall, and he is from Scotland, and he joined on the 4th or the 2nd or the 20th.
On Monday, it was a snowy day. I was poorly, so I didn't come to school, of course. But everyone else had to go to school at 10 a.m. because some of the teachers live far away from Bradford and could not get to school that quick. I tried to make a snowman because I thought that if I had some fresh air, I might feel better. Well, it worked. I wasn't able to make a snowman because there was hardly any snow left.
On Wednesday, in the morning, we had TT Rockstars battle. And I was in it. Surprisingly, I won with 58 correct in a minute. How many points can you get in a minute? So, 3, 2, 1. 6 times 7, 2 times 8. 7 times 4, 3 times 8. 12 times 6, 9 times 7. 8 times 6, 3 times 7. 4 times 6, 9 times 9. 12 times 11, and 10 times 12.
In the half-term holidays, I went go-karting with all my family. We were having a very fun time. I was racing with all my cousins and I turned around the corner and one of my cousins crashed into me. We both started laughing because we thought it was funny.
And that was the pupils from the Academy at St. James in Ollerton. This week's reporters were Scarlett, Maya, Reese, Mohammed, Bobby and Zach. So, how did you do in the math quiz? Answers to the math quiz. Yes, 6 times 7 is 42. 2 times 8 is 16. 7 times 4 is 28. 3 times 8 is 24. 12 times 6 is 72. 9 times 7 is 63. 8 times 6 is 48. 3 times 7 is 21. 4 times 6 is 24. 9 times 9 is 81. 12 times 11 is 132. 10 times 12 is 120.
Well, I hope you all did very well. It's a long time since I've done my tables, but you never lose it.
Yes.
You get there, it stays in. Did you do your tables at school, Shingai?
Yes, I did.
Were you good at them?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Actually, I must admit, I always quite like maths.
Yeah.
I always liked geometry. People think that's a bit weird, but I really like geometry.
I hated math, but then in the end, you end up loving it.
You end up loving it.
For some people, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, let's have a bit of, I say a little prayer.